mulch down too, straw in this case. That's a mulberry tree, various herbs. Okay, this is my third garden. This is my show garden. That's a Hugo culture in the foreground. The main thing in it was grass sod. That was the grassiest area in my garden. In fact, it was maybe the only grassy area in the garden. But I dug it up and put sods and various woody trimmings from the plants and stuff, or the trees and shrubs in the system, to make a little Hugo culture. And I'm growing spilanthes and ashwagandha on it. California poppy is a really good crop for me. You make good money. A little patch of California poppy, you know, it's not that big. It's maybe, you know, 20, 25 feet across, circular, and, you know, easily made $500 this year on it. There's a lot of bee balm there, and then there's various other crops in there. Oops. Yeah. I don't know about going backwards. Oh, you have a permaculture farm? I thought they only gardened. And it's true, most permaculturists only garden. And I can call mine a big garden, but 2 acres is starting to feel like a lot of work. In fact, I couldn't keep up. Okay, so there's a song that goes by Nelson Denman at the bottom with the big words. Anybody know that song already? Okay, it goes, permaculture, restore the land. Permaculture, restore the land. While I was walking around the town, I saw that we needed a change. Everything was there, it just needed to be rearranged. So I put some swales on the side of the hill, planted some plants in a bunch of gill, and put gabions in the gully just to give the land a chance. And it's permaculture. Restore the land. Permaculture. Restore the land. Well, I built me a mulch garden, so the land it would not harden. And in between the keyholes, the plants began to dance. I got me a chicken tractor to eliminate the insect factor. I got me some fish and ducks to rhyme with the chicken clucks. And it's permaculture. Restore the land. Permaculture. Restore the land. Well, I worked my fingers to the bones, arranging my life in a bunch of zones, planting fruit, nuts, and leguminous trees to feed people, birds, and bees. Very fast, I went out on the town with all of my brood, a pattern of organics for the linear brood. I spread out my harvest at the farmer's market and dance the sustainable dance. And it's permaculture. Restore the land. Permaculture. Restore the land. All right. All right. Well, tomorrow you're ready. You're now salting the crowd. We'll sing that one. Thanks for coming to the workshop.
Thank you.
Yeah.
G4E features vinyl mixes, exclusive local tunes, good vibes from around the world, a thought and a dream or two. House, techno, ambient, dancehall, hip-hop, African, psychedelic, noise, experimental, and eclectic music. Alternating Tuesdays, 12 to 2 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
Listening to Cue It Up on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from UBC Vancouver. That was Sun from Caribou. A bit of cruel irony. I didn't put the song on. The computer did that because I was late, but it was very, very apt. So I left it on. It was off the album Swim, which is possibly even more apt given the particular climate of today, but the weather is a boring thing to discuss. New Death Grips song came out last night. We're gonna listen to a bit of that, and then we're gonna listen to some Kanye West while I get myself composed in the studio. Yes. We'll be right back.
sensei, seeing from this perspective from objective, curve from inanimate, since you are a sin, no relation, closely, sure, no conversation, no social contagion, bother me, wanna be comrade in truth, see if I remain inanimate, the loot, skip, counterfeit, like no can do. This my final vibrate higher than you. This I represent a metaphor. Soup, race, one of you. All you want, wanna rob while I ain't got room. Stress, what with the trick. You the major type to lose.
Stacy, please put your hands together. Okay, next into the room we have the best man and the matron of honor, Michael and Ebony. Put your hands together.
Time to unlock the bathroom door and talk about Crohn's and colitis. They're lifelong diseases. They're on the rise among children under 10, and they involve severe abdominal pain, chronic diarrhea, and for many people, life-altering surgery. They're mired in secrecy and embarrassment, ignorance and fear, which only adds to the pain. It's time to make it stop. Crohn's and colitis, make it stop for life. Visit crohnsandcolitis.ca.
This is the sound of compost and recyclables going into the garbage. Garbage that ends up in the landfill creating greenhouse gases. This is the sound of a more sustainable campus. You can make a difference when you sort it out. Learn more at sustain.ubc.ca/sortitout.
The plaid that they wear, I don't know their... Could you complete
intent.
Intent? But it just doesn't work. This is a haiku Morgan wrote for me yesterday. Hi, Morgan. You're listening to Cue It Up, by the way.
My favorite show.
That's not true. So we just heard Perk, Galloper, UK... DJ Ali Wells, Perk from United Kingdom, UK. You prefer UK or London? Those don't mean the same thing, though.
UK and London? No, they most certainly do not mean the same thing. London's a city.
And what a city. So we had Perk, Galloper. Before that, DJ K duets with T-shirt and panties, and that's... some Jersey Club, I believe, is the genre that he is attached to. For that, we heard Kane West off PC Music, a much celebrated and maligned label. The song Power of Social Media, I think in these times, we are all due for a reflection on the power of social media. Morgan, what do you think as a prospective social worker about the power of social media?
Oh, it's super important. You need to be very aware of
its potency.
No, for social work.
Is that the word you chose to use?
It is the word
because,
I chose to
Why?
Why? Because it is.
It's very potent.
It's very potent. Uh-huh. And it can have very real world effects the way you use
like
social
like
media.
A spell, like a sorcerer's spell because
well,
that's the kind of
is that
thing
what potent
I would
means
say.
For you?
It's certainly potions? What I think of potency, the potency of potions. Yes, absolutely.
Okay, well, and not everyone lives in a fantasy world. Jonathan. But no, social media, you have to be careful how you use it, especially when you're in a profession.
When you're in a profession.
Yeah, for sure. When, you know, your actions have an impact on the way that people perceive you.
It's true. Speaking of perceptions, we've got to track off Dean Blunt's very personal black metal album, Black Metal. Song is Mersch. We're going to listen to that. Then we're going to listen to some Actress. And then we're going to dive into some heartwarming, a step away from all this sardonic noise, heartwarming local music that will keep us warm. Do you like scarves? What are your feelings on scarves, Morgan?
They're very useful for keeping you warm, for covering your neck, any number of things.
Would you rather have a scarf or a toque?
Oh, well, I've answered this question, and I did say a toque because I would like to have a CITR toque. I think the novelty of that would not wear thin.
I think we were thinking in a very pragmatic sense there. We were putting aside our individual interests for the good of the
listeners.
Whole.
Oh, sorry, listeners. Still, toque.
And definitely not mittens.
No, I don't wear mittens.
That's absolutely silly. We live in Vancouver. You don't need mittens.
Yeah, if you're wearing mittens, your hands are just too cold.
Yeah.
Them, but never on the weekend. It's a problem. I know I'm going to solve them. It's a yay thing. It's not a lay thing. But it's a problem. I know I'm going to solve them. Gonna leave them. Best believe them. It's not a problem.
So that was Pharaoh Moon Rising off Actress's Soul EP. And oh my gosh, this is such a lethargic show. Before that, we heard Mersch from Dean Blunt's Black Metal. Morgan, what do you think about art?
Art.
Yeah, art the capital R.
Art with the capital R. art is complicated.
Yeah?
Yeah, is what I learned yesterday when I went to the Vancouver Art Gallery.
Is that what you learned yesterday when you went to the Vancouver Art Gallery?
You can't just say, I like this or I don't like this.
Well, especially if there's someone like needling in on you from the side being like, but why do you feel that way?
But it's good. Sometimes I think it's helpful, you know, critical.
Oh, thank you. I do think I am helpful.
Critical examination.
I think I am helpful.
Occasionally.
Most of the time, actually. I help people carry things.
Okay, let's just
and I tell them what they look like when they say, how do I look? And I'm like, oh, maybe a smidgen more mascara. Tell me about Sephora, Morgan.
Oh, man. Okay, well, Sephora is a big deal for people who really like makeup. Because they have access to products that a lot of other places don't. But they don't also carry all of the high-end brands. I can't think of one now. I know there are some that they don't carry.
The kind they carry at Holt Renfrew?
Yeah, or even the Bay. I think there's a couple of the Bay.
The Bay?
Sephora doesn't cover.
Hudson's Bay Company, founded by the Hudson's Bay Company. Fur trappers and traders of all kinds. Great Lakes, Montreal. That's what I learned in school.
Hey, John, what's on the show next?
We're going to play some Lost Cell, Sea Island. Have you ever been to Sea Island, Morgan?
No, I don't. Wait, is that in Richmond?
It's by Richmond.
I've gone past it. I've been on the SkyTrain past it.
Fascination. Well, it's part of his series of suites, various meditations on Vancouver, iconography, geography.
What's iconic about it?
Well,
what makes it art?
Well, nothing makes it art. Our art is something that's made by people. Agree or disagree?
Wait, repeat the question?
Art is something made by people. Agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Okay, what is an example of art that is not made by a person?
Something that's just, like, naturally occurring, like the Cliffs of Dover.
Why is that art? Why is it not something that's just pretty?
That is art. And, I mean, if I'm just going to say something that's not particularly well thought out, I'd say art is anything that can evoke emotion. Because I would say, like, automatic drawing is not necessarily something.
Well, anything can evoke emotion.
Then anything can be art. Like,
yeah,
how,
but anything
like, how's
can
a
evoke
film
emotion.
Art? Right, and say
because it was made by artists.
Okay,
were the
right.
Cliffs
that
of Dover
a,
made by
terrible,
an artist?
That's a terrible analogy. But no, I would still say that all art does not have to be made. It can just exist.
Okay. Like a hot dog exists?
Someone made that hot dog.
Not an artist, though. Although that's not true in all cases. Maybe sometimes an artist gets hungry and makes a hot dog. But that would not necessarily be art. Artists can all it can
like
be lots of things.
Everything
and those
an artist
things
does,
aren't
yeah.
Art.
Everything an artist does is not art.
But everything that is art is made by artists.
No.
Correct or incorrect?
Incorrect. I've already disagreed with you.
Okay. Well, can you give me an example of something that is art that is not made by an artist?
What about paintings done by elephants?
That elephant is an elephant artist.
Actually, I read a book about what was it called? How pleasure works, and it's about why we like things. And there's one large section of it's talking about art. And whether something that is done unintentionally can actually be art. And so he would argue that no, art has to be done with intention, has to be done by someone who knows what they're doing. And it can't just be occurring in nature. So,
Morgan, is this radio show art?
Probably not. I'm just going to be honest.
Okay. If I told you that I think it is art. Would that be descriptive or would that be a statement of endorsement?
It's a statement of endorsement.
Okay. So in your opinion, something that is art has to be something which is good. Because I'd be using it as a statement of endorsement.
Oh no, I think that you saying that the show is art right now is a statement of endorsement. I don't think that all art necessarily has to be a statement of endorsement.
But this one is. Lossal, Sturgeon Bank. Off the Sea Island album, Lossal. Played with Destroyer, I believe. He is their drummer, if I'm not mistaken.
Who is Destroyer?
Destroyer is a band from Vancouver featuring people, the names of which are just completely beyond me right now. I'm very tired.
You were judging Shindig last night, right?
Yes, I was judging Shindig last night. And congratulations to Feng Shui, who won.
Woo!
Yep.
They were great.
That's
an endorsement.
Yeah, but are they artists?
It's not for me to judge. I'm not a Shindig judge.
That's the dorkiest. Please don't try and like make neat, tidy statements like that and then pass that off as if that's fitting, like that's appropriate for this conversation to end and segue into music. Okay, we're just going to pretend you didn't say that. We're going to listen to some Lossal. Then we're going to hear some Babe Rainbow and Ian William Craig. And then the show might be over because those songs are hecka long. In my prescient genius, I did indeed predict the fact that this music will coincide with the ending of the show. Morgan, do you have any thoughts about that? Real quick, into the microphone now. Hurry up. You're listening to
You knew that the show would
on
end.
On UBC, you're listening to Ian William Craig's Before Meaning Comes, on the Reach of Explanations, off the album A Forgetting Place. Do you have any thoughts on that, Morgan?
The album?
No, just life.
Life? No.
Okay, so this has been Queued Up. Coming up next is Asian Wave. Tune
Which
in
is
next
a great,
week.
Great show.
We're going to dive into it. Yes, all shows are great.
No.
But not all shows are art.
I would not say all shows are great.
So not all art is great.
Not all shows are art. You've already said that.